This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Charles Idelson, who's a spokesperson for the California Nurses Association. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you.
I'll have to ask you to speak up a little louder so everyone will be able to hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Deborah Ortiz, a state senator, has introduced SB 18, which is going to put some constraints or some modifications on the implementation of the stem cell initiative that passed in November. I'm calling to get the views of the California Nurses Association on the bill or the way it's been treated in the press lately.
Well, let me preface this by saying that I'm going to have to refer you to either our president or our legislative director to see if we've done an analysis of the bill.
Right.
As of yet, I don't know that we have. Certainly, as you're aware, the California Nurses Association was very vocally opposed to that initiative.
Right. I interviewed Ms. Berger about that.
Right. The California Nurses Association was outspoken in opposition to Proposition 71, precisely for all of the fine print some of our larger media is now discovering. We said very clearly during the campaign that there was inadequate oversight, that it was a massive boondoggle, a direct giveaway of $3 to $6 billion in public funds to large biotech and pharmaceutical corporations that stood to make enormous sums of profit off the public trough. It was not a coincidence that biotech company stocks were rising dramatically in the weeks leading up to that election. That there was a number of problems built into the drafting of that initiative that would have made it very difficult to make changes in the law, that you had a committee, an oversight committee that operated in secret, that made decisions in secret, in which there was no ability by the public to determine how patents would be awarded as a result of the publicly financed research. We raised these concerns repeatedly during the campaign, and it's regrettable that some in the media who should have known better and are now discovering the fine print, where were they during the campaign?
Okay. Well, that's certainly a pertinent point. Are you saying that that's pretty much what you want to say now, and you want to take a look at it in more detail?
I think we would need to review this bill. Certainly, the California Nurses Association has very strong feelings about stem cell research. We're an advocate of stem cell research. We were very deeply concerned with this process and opposed to the way this process is being set up, and we intend to continue to be involved in trying to protect the public interest.
A cursory reading of SB 18 shows that it addresses most of the issues that you just raised, that you said raised.
I haven't studied the bill yet.
Right.
It's possible that others in our organization have.
Right.
So I can't commit to what our position on
sure,
that
that's fine.
At this point.
So,
but I think obviously we are committed to trying to take whatever action is needed to correct the many inadequacies of that initiative.
Okay, good. So I'll look forward to talking to you or some other people there next week, and we can get some
more. Yeah, why don't you try? You can call. Let me give you Deborah's cell phone number.
No, you don't want to do that here on the air. Everyone will call her. We're recording this.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. No problem.
Thank you.
But I'll say goodbye. Turn off the machine, and you can give it to me.
Thank you.
So thanks very much for talking to us today on California Politics Today.